So every one of us in this room, there's no doubt about it, we all want our kids and our grandkids to excel. We want our kids and our grandkids to see greatness and to experience greatness and to do great exploits for God. Amen. Can anyone say amen to that?
Amen.
And the Word of God tells us that prayer is what moves mountains.
Woo. Hallelujah.
Prayer is what moves mountains.
Thank God.
And prayer is what will calm storms.
Yes. Yes, it can.
I mean, we're living in a pretty stormy world right now.
That's true.
And prayer is what can calm all storms as well. And one of the absolutes that I think all of us would do, and you probably do this on a regular basis, so this isn't one of the seven. We're going to share with you seven that you might not generally think of, but one of them that I know all of you generally do is you pray over your children or over yourselves and over your family for protection. Everyone say protection.
Protection.
I know you do that. I know you do, because you want your children protected. You want your life protected. You want your family protected, because we're living in a pretty crazy world.
Yes.
I mean, there's terrorists out there, and there's violence out there, and there's crazy drivers out there. I mean, there's perverts out there, and we gotta pray protection. There's mean people out there. And you don't have to go far to find them. There's just mean people. And not everybody's mean, but there's a lot of mean people. And so I just want to encourage you to write this scripture down. Write down Psalm 91. Write down Psalm 91, because that is a great scripture to pray over your life, to pray over your children, to pray over your grandchildren every single day. That God is our strength, God is our refuge, God is our safety, God is our place of salvation and our protection. It just continually says that He'll protect us from traps, and He'll protect us from temptation, and He'll protect us from the destruction of this world. He'll protect us from the infections and the diseases and the sicknesses of this world. I mean, it's a beautiful scripture. It says in the Word, He'll protect us from the terror by night.
Right.
And church, I believe that there's crazy things that happen in darkness. And He protects us from those terrible dreams. And He protects us from nightmares.
Yes. Thank you.
And from those monsters that are under the bed.
Come on.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, the Bible, it says there in that scripture that He protects us from the arrows by day. You know what the arrows, you know, in the Word of God, arrows sometimes refer to as humans, human beings. And church, let me tell you, that goes back to, there's a lot of mean people out there. There's a lot of mean human beings out there. Not everybody's as nice as you. And so it protects us from those that craziness. And so pray Psalm 91 over your family every day. But we've got seven absolutes besides protection that we want to share with you. And I believe this is going to really bless you, help you, and encourage you. And it's not just about your kids. This is about you today.
Yes.
Okay?
Amen.
This is about you. Amen?
Amen. Here's Amen. The first one. You know, in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7, it says this. Wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say the first thing we need to pray over our kids is wisdom.
Wisdom.
Godly wisdom. Notice it says here, wisdom is the principal thing. That means it's the first thing, it's the highest thing, it's of most importance.
Wisdom
is
huge.
Where it all starts. And when your kids have godly wisdom, everything else will fall into place. It really will. It all starts with wisdom. Knowledge is one thing. Having book knowledge and having that degree, that's all one thing. But it takes wisdom to actually know how to apply knowledge to everyday life.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people that have head knowledge and book knowledge and degrees, but they have no wisdom. No wisdom for life. Have you ever met a few of those people? Come on. And so it's really interesting here in Ephesians chapter 1 in the New Testament, Paul prays something very specifically, and I think this is really worth noting. He says this, that God may give you the spirit of wisdom in the knowledge of him. Isn't that interesting? Because really what he's saying is all wisdom starts with knowing him. It starts with the knowledge of who God is. And when your kids know who Christ is, then they will know better who they are. Because the reason many kids struggle, I believe, with identity issues, which we see a lot of today, is because they don't know who they are in Christ. Do you realize that in Christ, your children are completely loved?
Yep.
Completely forgiven?
Yep.
Completely accepted?
Yes.
In Christ. In Christ, that is our stance. We are completely loved, completely forgiven, and completely accepted.
Yeah.
So the knowledge of him leads to godly wisdom. And that's going to help them have discernment when it comes to right relationships and right friendships. Because we all know that as your kids, especially as they enter into the teen years, right friends are so important.
Right.
Right relationships
yep.
are so important. Here's something that I think is really going to help you, and I believe this is on your notes. Teach your kids. There is a big difference between identifying and judging.
Yeah. Right there, right there.
I'm going to say that again. Teach your kids. There is a big difference between identifying and judging. Because many times what you might hear your kids say when you say, well, that might not be the best person to hang out with. Well, we aren't supposed to judge. We aren't supposed to judge. So teach your kids there's a big difference between identifying
yeah.
and judging. And here's what I mean by that. Because really, when you understand this, there's going to be tremendous value and protection when you can properly identify who the right friends are, because not everyone is who they appear to be. And even Jesus said, you can identify someone, you can know someone by their fruits.
Mm.
You can identify someone by the fruit you see in their life. And so when you learn, and when we teach our kids to learn to identify the fruit in someone's life, then you can make wise choices about who's going to make good friends and maybe who you need to love from a distance. There are
Come
some
on.
People that you've just got to love from a distance. As Christ followers, I believe we are called to love all people. But that doesn't mean all people are called to be in your circle of influence. Not all people make good besties and good close friends. And so we've got to learn the difference right here between identifying and judging. Because it's not about judging. It's about identifying the fruit and therefore making a wise decision of who's going to make a good close friend and who you need to love from a distance. Here's some examples of fruit.
It's really good.
A rebellious spirit, a snarky attitude, disrespect for authority, lack of interest in church, or maybe even sarcasm towards the things of God, language that's demeaning and degrading. Those are all fruits. And of course, we know the fruits of the Spirit. You've probably learned them since you were little. In Galatians, it gives us the fruits of
yep.
the Spirit, which
yep.
is love and joy and peace and patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control. Those are all fruits. And so teach your kids that we can identify fruits, and that is not judging someone. So the first thing we need to pray is wisdom. Wisdom that our kids will know him. Wisdom that they will know who they are
yeah.
in Christ. And wisdom in knowing who others are. Identifying, not judging. It all starts with godly wisdom. Amen?
Amen. Everyone say wisdom.
Wisdom.
Wisdom is so important, you guys. It's huge. It's really good. It's really, really important. Number two, write this down. We've got to pray for solid beliefs and values. In our kids.
So important.
We got to pray for solid beliefs and solid values in our kids. Write this scripture down because it's not on your notes, but in Matthew chapter 9, verse 29, it says, what you believe, you will see. What you believe, you will see. That's why the beliefs and the values that our kids have are so important. That's why the beliefs and the values that you have
right.
are so important. Because what you believe, you will see.
Right.
See, understand, you guys, good intentions don't make up for wrong beliefs.
That's true.
I'll say that again. Good intentions. A lot of us have good intentions.
Yeah.
But they don't make up for wrong beliefs.
Yeah, wrong beliefs.
Wrong beliefs. People can have it right in the heart, but they can have it wrong in the head.
What they believe. That's true.
And church, a lot of people do. They have it right in the heart.
True.
But they have it wrong in their head, and it can really mess you up. It can really mess things up in your life. In fact, here's a powerful truth that I want you to write down. It's not, again, it's not on your notes, but it's worth writing down. Powerful truth. When it comes to knowing what you will receive, you must confront your beliefs. Church, when it comes to knowing, some of you are wondering, what am I going to receive a year from now? 2 years from now, 5 years from now. When it comes to knowing what you're going to receive, you must confront your beliefs. You've got to confront what you believe, because you will either receive greater things and great things, or you will receive more problems based on whatever it is you're believing. See, it's a big deal. Let me share with you really quickly, and I'm not going to preach on all seven of these. I'm just going to give you the answers to these seven core beliefs that we've got to have in our life. Number one, you've got to believe that I can change.
Amen.
You've got to believe that you can change.
Yes.
Everyone say, I can change.
I can change.
Church, you've got to believe that. You've got to believe that you can change. You are not a victim. You are a victor. Number two, you've got to believe that I can focus and control my thoughts.
Yeah.
This is a core belief. You've got to believe that.
Yes.
You've got to believe that you can focus and you can control your thoughts.
Right.
And you know, church, when you believe that, then you understand and you know that I can get rid of an addiction.
Yeah.
That you can change a bad habit. That you can stop a bad attitude. That you can overcome that angry temper.
It's true.
See?
Come on.
Number three, write this down. My thoughts control my feelings and my emotions and my attitude and ultimately my actions. Church, my thoughts, they control my feelings, my emotions, my attitude, and they will ultimately control my actions. Can you say amen to that? I like number four. I have great relationships. Church, that's a big deal. You got to believe that you can have, that's a core belief, that you can have great relationships. That you can really love people, and that people really can love you.
Amen. You've got to believe that. Come on.
If you don't believe that you can really love people and that people can't really love you,
then you're not
going to
see it.
It's going to be really hard for you to go through life.
True.
It's a core belief you've got to get a hold of. Number five, you got to believe that I can and will prosper on earth.
Hallelujah.
Church, that's a core belief that you can and you will prosper on earth. It's not only when we get to heaven.
Come on.
I mean, it'll be beautiful in the sweet by and by. But church, I want to prosper right now. I want to be blessed right now. I want the favor of God right now. I want to experience God's greatness and goodness right now. Amen?
Yeah.
Some of you think, well, you know, it's that union I belong to.
No.
Let me tell you, you got to understand, it's not the union you belong to. You belong to Him. And if you belong to Him, He's bigger than any union you belong to.
Come on. Yes.
Well, that's that company that I work for.
Right.
You know, they just aren't doing this or they're not. Listen, you don't. It's not that company that's going to hold you back.
Right.
You belong to Him.
Right.
And He can do great things in your life. And you can and you will prosper.
Amen.
On this earth.
Hallelujah.
I like number six. I can be happy. In fact, I want you to just say that with me right now. Say, I can be happy.
I can be happy.
Come on, church. You got to believe that you can. That's a core belief.
Woo!
You can be happy. You don't have to live down. You don't have to live defeated. You don't have to live under a cloud.
Yeah. Come on.
I know some of you like it when it rains, but you don't have to live under a cloud.
Woo!
You know, I like the rain every now and then. It's refreshing every now and then. But I want the sun to come out. You don't have to live under a cloud. You don't have to live with a broken heart. You don't have to live with a sad heart. You don't have to live feeling bad about your life.
Hallelujah.
Amen?
Amen.
Number seven. Number seven, I can. You got to believe that I can make a positive difference in my world. Church, this is a core belief, that you can make a positive difference. You can make a positive. You're not just here by accident.
No,
you're not just here to take up more space. You are here to make a positive difference in your world. In your world. I'm not just part of a problem. I am part of a solution to a problem.
Yeah. Amen.
Church, I'm not just a survivor. I am a contributor.
Yes, I am.
Amen?
Amen.
You got to believe that. You got to believe that, you know, in Him you are a new creation.
Yes.
That's a core belief.
In Him.
You got to believe that in Him I am resurrected.
Resurrected. Love it.
Church, you got to believe that in Him I am an ambassador of God.
Yes.
In Him, I am the righteousness of God.
Yes.
In Him, I have the peace of God.
Peace of God.
In Him, I am healed.
Yes.
In Him, I am more than a conqueror.
Yes.
In Him. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
Yes.
You are complete.
In Him. So what is it that your kids believe about themselves?
Yeah.
Their core beliefs are so important. Their core beliefs and their core values. I'm not going to say a lot about values. I could preach about just values.
Yeah.
But church, let me tell you what values are. Values are whatever you place importance on in your life.
That's right.
Whatever you place importance on in your life, that's your value.
Yeah.
I don't know what your values are.
Yeah.
What do you put importance on? Some of you place real high importance on certain things. But we got to pray that our kids have strong and solid beliefs and strong and solid values. You know why? Because their life is driven by their values. Your life is driven by what's important to you.
Amen?
Amen. So there you have it.
That'll help you.
Make sure that your values and beliefs are based on God's word, right? That's what's going to make a
Amen.
Difference. Here's another one. What number are we on?
Three.
Number three. Here's a good one. Psalm.
Yeah, you
I know,
number
I wrote two. And that's why I'm like, wait a minute, what number are we on? Psalms chapter 5.
I can do that. Listen, we're married.
Listen to what it says. You, O Lord. You're feisty today. You, O Lord, will bless the righteous with favor. Do you see that? I love that. You, O Lord, will bless the righteous with favor. You will surround him as with a shield. Do you know that your kids can be surrounded with favor?
Yeah.
Surrounded with favor so much that it's actually like a shield around them.
Yeah.
A shield to protect
Highly
them.
Favored.
Highly favored.
Stick to your notes.
So when we let our kids know this, and when we tell them, man, you are surrounded by the favor of God. The favor of God for you is like a shield that goes on before you to stop anything the enemy would try and bring against you. Do you know that the Bible also says in the New Testament, in the second chapter of Luke, that Jesus increased in wisdom and stature.
Yep.
And then you know what else it says? He also increased in favor.
Yes.
And he increased in favor, the Bible says, not only with God, but with God and man. So really, when we understand that, man, we have favor with God because of Jesus, but it's because of Jesus that we can also have favor with man. And you know what? When your kids have favor with man, it's going to open up opportunities that otherwise would not have been there. It's going to open up doors that otherwise would have stayed closed. It's going to open up God-given moments. That's what favor does.
Yes.
Favor will provide supernatural stuff in the natural realm. Supernatural stuff that they would have never seen otherwise in the natural realm. That's what favor does. Favor is a cool thing. You know what? In the Old Testament, as I was looking at this, I love this prayer right here. But what's interesting is Moses didn't just pray this prayer. God instructed Moses. This is in Numbers chapter 6. God actually instructed Moses. He said to him, Moses, I got a prayer that I want you to pray over my children, over my people, over Israel. And listen to what he says. This is what God spoke to Moses. He said, I want you to pray in this way. The Lord bless you and keep you.
Yeah.
The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. How awesome is that? The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. You know what that is? That's favor. When he makes his face to shine upon you in times of darkness, when he makes his peace to be so real on your face and on your countenance in times of despair and in times of hardship and when you don't know what's going on, I'm telling you, that's favor.
Yeah.
What a beautiful prayer. And you know what? If you forget everything that we've said, remember this prayer right here. What a beautiful prayer to pray over your kids as they're leaving the house. The Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you. May his peace surround you today. I mean, what a beautiful prayer.
I love that.
And that was really a specific prayer that God instructed Moses to pray over Israel. So it's a prayer that we can pray over our kids. Pray the favor of God over your kids. Amen.
Amen. Number four, write this down. This is the fourth thing that you need to be aggressively praying over your kids, and that is boldness and confidence.
Yeah, that's so good.
You guys, that's one you maybe hadn't thought about, but your kids and you. Yeah. Everyone say me.
Me.
Church, you need to have boldness and you need to have confidence. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 19, listen to what this says. That I may speak boldly. Everyone say boldly.
Boldly
and make known the gospel secret. Praying that I may be bold in speaking about the gospel as I should. Church, that is something we've got to be praying over our kids and over our lives. In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16, listen to what this says. So let us come boldly to the throne of grace.
I love that.
There is only one way that we can come into the throne of grace.
Yeah.
Come to the throne of grace. Church, it's not by faith. It's not by righteousness. It's not by works. It is one way, that is with boldness.
Boldness.
Everyone say boldness.
Boldness. We can come boldly.
Boldness.
I love it.
Let us come boldly to the throne of grace. Church, boldness is brave. It's courageous. It's confident.
Yes.
It's fearless. Be bold. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse number 7, it says, for God has not given to us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.
Thank God. Hallelujah. That's so awesome.
Boldness and confidence are godly traits that we need to pray over our kids every day. Boldness and confidence.
Yeah.
In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35, it says, do not throw away your confidence.
Come on.
It will be richly rewarded.
Yes, great reward.
Do not throw away your confidence.
Come on, it has great reward.
For it will be richly rewarded.
Thank God. Love that.
In other words, church, life will be different when you have confidence in your life.
Life is different with confidence. That's true.
Your kids will live different when they have confidence. I didn't say arrogance.
Right.
I said confidence.
Confidence.
Your kids will live different when they've got confidence.
Yeah.
Here's a powerful truth. I didn't share this in the first service, but powerful truth. Confidence maintained in the mind will produce a rich reward in your life. Confidence maintained in your mind will produce a rich reward in your life. Because as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Amen, church?
So true. Wow.
You know, moms and dads, let me say something. You've got to get your kids filled with the Holy Spirit. You've got to be praying that your kids will be filled filled with the Holy Spirit. And if you're not filled with the Holy Spirit, you need to say, I need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. You know, in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, it says, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. You will receive power. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And let me tell you guys something. Your kids need power when they go to school.
Yes, come on.
Your kids need to be baptized in the Holy Ghost.
Come on.
Your kids need to speak in other tongues in the Holy Ghost. They've got to be baptized, praying in tongues. Church, your kids, I know some of you are freaking out right now. Like, I didn't know this church did that. No, we believe in that. That's awesome. I got saved, and when I got saved, I can tell you it was incredible. Getting saved was absolutely incredible. It was awesome. But let me tell you, when I got filled with the Holy Ghost, which happened about 3 to 4 years later, I got saved, and then about 3 to 4 years later, I got filled with the Holy Ghost. And when I got filled with the Holy Ghost, I'm telling you, my life went to a whole new power. My life went to a whole new boldness. My life went to a whole new confidence. And church, it'll happen in your life. It'll happen in your kids' life. It's one thing to know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. It's another thing to be filled with the Spirit. It's another thing to be filled with the Spirit. I'm telling you, when I got filled with the Spirit, I could feel the power of God. And not only feel the power, but I could feel God's peace. And I could feel God's joy. And I could feel God's anointing. And I could feel God's love. It was absolutely amazing. It was absolutely amazing. And church, today, your kids need the power. In fact, you all need the power. Today, in the day and age that we live, you all need the power of God. Every one of us, you need the power. You need the power to overcome sin. You need the power to overcome peer pressure. Your kids need the power to overcome peer pressure. Your kids need the power to overcome warped thinking. You need the power to overcome some of your warped thinking. Amen.
Come on.
Church, we need the power to overcome ourselves sometimes.
Yes.
We need the power to overcome sometimes our will.
Yeah.
It's not God's will, but sometimes it's our will.
Right.
And we need the power to overcome our will. Or our tongue.
Right. Come on.
Some of your tongues are out of control. And you need the power to overcome your tongue. Some of you need the power to live the way God wants you to live and He's instructed you to live. You're trying to live the way God wants you to live and the way He's instructed you to live, but you're having a hard time doing it because you don't have any power. You need the power. Are you hearing me?
Come on.
You need the power to be a witness for Jesus.
Yes.
Church, you've got to have the power. If you don't have the power to be a witness for Jesus, you're just going to clam up and shut up. Well, that's not what we're supposed to do.
No, come on.
We're supposed to be a witness. You need the power to overcome.
Yes.
Amen, church? Amen. You need the power to overcome everything that the enemy is out there throwing at you. You know, in Acts chapter 10, verse 38, it says, God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. God anointed Jesus with the Holy Spirit and power. Church, I'd say, you know, if Jesus needed the Holy Spirit and power, you could sure use the Holy Spirit and power. Amen.
Amen.
Church, you don't know what the devil's going to throw at you tomorrow. That's why you need to be praying in the Holy Ghost today.
Yes. Wow. Come on.
next? I don't know. I don't know what the devil's going to throw at me tomorrow. I don't know what tomorrow holds.
Yeah.
But I know who holds tomorrow.
Yes.
And I need to be praying in the Holy Ghost today.
Yes.
For tomorrow.
Amen.
Some of y'all need to be praying in the Holy Ghost today.
Come on.
For tomorrow.
Woo.
Can you say amen to that?
Yes.
Some of you have got to take the Holy Ghost plunge.
Woo.
And get filled with the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
And
amen.
See that power start changing your life.
Awesome.
Praying in the Holy Ghost, it'll edify you.
Yeah.
There is nothing like praying in the Holy Ghost. It's the absolute perfect prayer.
Yes.
It's the absolute perfect prayer. Some of you don't know how to pray. Sometimes, most of the time, I don't know how to pray.
Yeah. You can pray in
That's why most of the time I pray in the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
I don't know how to pray sometimes.
Yeah.
I didn't know how to pray for that little girl sitting in the front row when she was a 16-year-old and 17-year-old. I didn't know how to pray for her sometimes. Not because she was a bad kid, but she was just going through some different emotions. But you better believe I prayed in the Holy Ghost. She prayed in the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
You need to be praying in the Holy Ghost for your kids. But not only for your kids, you need to pray that your kids get filled with the
yes.
Holy Ghost. Can somebody say amen to that?
Amen.
Praying in the Holy Spirit is
good.
Absolutely powerful.
Yeah.
And every one of our kids need
amen.
It. And I will just say, I'm going to put a plug right now for our youth ministry. Last Wednesday night, our youth leaders taught on the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
They taught on the power of praying in the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
They taught on the power of knowing the Holy Ghost,
yes.
what the Holy Ghost can do in your life.
Yeah,
some of our kids got filled in the Holy Ghost last Wednesday night.
Yes.
Then, even on Friday night, we have corporate prayer. One of our youth was here at corporate prayer, got filled in the Holy Ghost at corporate prayer. Church, there's no telling when that's going to happen. You just got to believe
yeah.
that it will.
Yeah.
And if you don't share it, it's not going to happen. You've got to start praying it right now
yes.
over your kids.
Amen.
Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
All right, I'm done.
That's so good. Here's
Praise
another
the
one.
Lord.
You ready for this? It's really important to pray for your kids that they find the right mate. I mean, this is so important, and it's never too early to start praying for your kids to find the right mate. I really believe next to salvation, who you marry is the number one most important decision you will ever make. Because when you marry the right person, you can have tremendous blessing and joy and fulfillment.
Yep.
It is like heaven on earth.
Yep.
But when you marry the wrong person, it can be like hell on earth.
Yep, it's been heaven on earth for 35 years.
Yeah, thank God.
Heaven on earth.
We married the right person because I was praying in tongues before
All
I said
right.
yes. Hallelujah.
All right.
So there you go. I'm telling you, pray for your kids to find the right mate. This makes all the difference in the world because really being married to the wrong person is miserable. And we've seen it. We've tried to help people through it. And so pray that they find the right mate. Do you know that way back in the beginning, in the book of Genesis, God declared, it is not good. What did he see that he said, this is not good? I mean, he had created the world, and everything that he created, he said, this is good, and this is good, and this is good. And then all of a sudden, he looked
right.
at me, and he looked at man standing by himself.
Oh, boy.
And he said,
yeah.
this is
not
good. Man
That's not
left
good.
On his own. This is not good. And you know what he said? He said, I will make him a helper. He made woman specifically for man. So ladies, I just want you to know that we can accurately, biblically, scripturally say that we really are God's gift to man. It's right here in the Bible.
That's so cool. Wow.
I thought that was cool. Marriage is one of the most important decisions that our kids will ever make. So let's be praying that from the time our kids are small, that they will find the right mate. Let's be teaching our kids that from the time they're small, that marriage was actually designed and created by God to be a blessing.
Yeah.
Not a curse.
Right.
A blessing. And what's sad is society today, TV and movies and our culture, most often will portray marriage in a negative light, or even now, really not even, like it's not even necessary, like it's not even around anymore. But marriage was God's idea. Marriage was not man's idea, it was God's idea. So let's pray. We need to pray that our children will not be influenced by the worldly concepts of marriage, but that they will instead develop a healthy, godly perspective of marriage.
Cool.
And so let's teach our sons what the Bible says about how to treat a woman.
Yeah.
Let's teach our daughters what the Bible says, that it's not the outward appearance, but the hidden person of the heart. Teach our kids that both women and men are valuable to God. Both are valued by God. And what's cool is God has designed each one to function uniquely and differently in a marriage. And what a beautiful thing to celebrate who God has created you to be. And so when we follow God's order for the family and for marriage, things function properly.
Amen.
It's so important to be praying that they find the right mate. I mean, that young man right there in the front row, we prayed him in because we knew that for Tara, she needed the right mate. For our
Amen.
Son right now that's preaching in Owatonna and preaching up a storm at our Owatonna campus, we knew from a very young age, from when he was 12, that he was called to ministry. And so we knew that who he married was very vital.
Yeah.
And
Tyler
important.
Tends to be a little high strung. And because he's high strung, he needed somebody like Jessica.
Yeah.
And Jessica's very,
very even keel.
Just even keel.
She can calm
and
him
so
down.
They balance them. They balance them out. And my daughter, you know, you should have saw some of the guys she was dating before this dude came along. I mean, we just prayed them out.
Right.
We prayed them out. I'd say, hey, you know, there was one dude, he would come over and park his car in front of my house, and I would just pray that his car wouldn't start so that I had an opportunity to take him home. Sure enough, his car wouldn't start. I was taking him home several times. And I took him home several times, and she didn't come with me. And I took him home, and he disappeared.
Yeah.
He disappeared. I mean, he's alive today. I didn't mean that. But, I mean, you know.
This is not a Dateline episode that we'll be seeing.
Yeah.
That's
so
hilarious.
You know, he's all fine and dandy
Easter.
Now. But, but man, then Adam came into her life. And praise God.
Amen.
He's perfect for her.
Yes, he is.
He's perfect for her.
Yeah.
And pray for that mate.
Yes, because as parents, it brings so much joy when you see your kids marry the right person and when you see their marriage blessed and you see your little grandbabies who are so cute and they're blessed. So pray from a very young age for the right mate. Amen?
Amen. Number six. Help and pray that your kids will find, follow, and finish their course of destiny.
So good.
Church, it's really important that your kids and that you
right.
find,
yep.
follow,
and finish.
Finish.
One thing to find it. Come on.
Everyone say find,
follow,
finish. Find, follow, and finish the course of destiny.
Yeah.
You know, in Proverbs 18, verse 16, says a man's gift makes room for him and brings him before great men. A man's gift makes room for him and brings him before great men.
Thank you, God.
Let me tell you what comes out of... Actually, let me give you this powerful truth before I give you these other four things. It's a powerful truth, a powerful, powerful thought that I want you to write down. Knowing your destiny will be life-changing, but achieving your destiny is a process.
It's true.
You guys, knowing your destiny and your kids knowing their destiny...
Yeah.
It's life-changing when that happens, but church, achieving your destiny is a process.
Yep, it's a journey. Come on. Walking
it's a process.
It out. Walking it out.
Let me give you some powerful forces that come out of finding, following, and finishing your destiny. These are just four powerful, powerful forces that come out of finding, following, and finishing your destiny. Number one, you'll have vision. When you find and when you follow and when you finish your course of destiny, you're going to have vision. Where there is no vision, people perish.
Yes.
It's huge. A lack of vision generally means there's a lack of destiny. A lack of vision means you have a lack of destiny, okay? Number two, you'll have discipline. Church, you'll have discipline. Discipline is a product of a purpose. Discipline is a product of a goal. Discipline is a product of a destiny. So when you find and you're following that destiny, you're going to have discipline.
Yes, you will.
I mean, when you got a when you got a goal
right.
or a plan to lose weight, it's amazing how disciplined you really
yes.
can be.
Right.
But you've got to find that and then follow that process
right.
first.
Yeah.
But you'll have discipline. Number two, you'll have a whole soul. A whole soul. When you don't believe in yourself, you're not going to function at your highest level. And church, I just want to reemphasize, it's not, you know, having just self-inward confidence. It's knowing who you are in Christ.
Right.
And knowing who Christ made you to be.
Right.
And when you believe in yourself, and you believe in who God's called you to be, and you believe in your destiny that
yes.
God's got for you,
yes.
you're going to be able to
yes.
function at your highest level.
True. So much power.
Everyone say highest level.
Highest level.
How many of you want to be at your highest level?
Amen.
You got to find, you got to follow, and you got to finish your course of destiny. And then last but not least, you're going to have faith and you're going to have courage. And church, this is a big deal. You know why? Because when you find, and when your kids find their course of destiny, when they find it and they're following it, you're going to have many opportunities to stop.
Yeah.
You're going to have many opportunities to throw in the towel. You're going to have many opportunities to quit. But church, when you find, follow, and finish your course of destiny, you're going to have faith and you're going to have courage.
Yes.
In 2 Corinthians 4, verse 8 and 9, you've all heard this scripture. It's an awesome scripture. We are hard-pressed on every side, but we're not crushed. We're perplexed, but we're not in despair. We're persecuted, but we're not abandoned. We're struck down, but we are not destroyed.
Not destroyed. Come on.
And then, church, I love this scripture in 2 Timothy 4. Chapter 4, verse 7, I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, and I have kept the faith.
Kept the faith.
Church, I have fought the good fight.
Come on.
I have finished the race.
Love it.
I have kept the faith.
So powerful.
Keep on keeping on.
Yes.
Keep on keeping on.
Amen.
It's hard to do that if you don't know, if you don't find what your destiny is. Your kids need to know their destiny.
Yes, the purpose. Come
on. Or they'll be able to give up way too easy.
Right, that's true.
Amen?
Amen.
And then last but not least.
All right, here's the final one. Is this helping anybody? I know this just even encouraged me. Even though our kids are grown, I just think of our grandkids coming up, and I know this was an encouragement to me. Here's one more, number seven. Let's pray that our kids, our grandkids, even ourselves, have the strength to resist temptation. There's a lot of temptation out there today.
Mm-hmm.
In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, I love this. It says, no temptation has overtaken you except what is common to man. But God is faithful,
yeah.
who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. But with the temptation will also make the way of escape. I mean, that's a powerful verse,
yeah.
you guys. That's so powerful. I'm going to read that again. No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to man. That means the enemy has no new tricks up his sleeve. The temptation you have is something that's been common to man over and over the years. And then look at what it says. God is faithful. He will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. In other words, it doesn't work to say the devil made me do it.
Yeah.
Or I couldn't help myself. Or I just couldn't help. No. God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. But look at that last line. But with the temptation will also make a way of escape. God already has an escape plan for you. But that's why you need to be looking to Him, and that's why we need to be praying for our kids, that when temptation comes, that they're going to realize, wow, I don't have to give into this. I don't have to give into this. Teach your kids that they don't have to give into temptation. The Spirit of God on the inside of them is stronger, and it's able to withstand any temptation the enemy would throw at them.
Yeah.
The Spirit of God on the inside of you is stronger and capable to withstand anything the enemy tries to throw at you. God already has
so good.
A way of escape for you. Teach your kids that it's God's grace that gives them the ability to live a life of victory over sin. Grace is not a license to sin. Grace is what gives you the ability to live victoriously over sin. In fact, the Bible says where sin abounds, what? Grace abounds a little
more.
Even
more, even more.
Much more.
Yeah.
Think of that.
Even
wherever
more,
there's sin,
more.
Wherever there's ugliness, wherever there's stuff that's just awful that the enemy's trying to do, the Bible says that that's where grace is even more. How precious is that? Where there's a mess, where there's hurt, where there's pain. You know, because some of you here today, when we were talking about marriage, you know, there's some people here today, you've gone through a difficult marriage. I want you to know that here at Destiny, we don't stand in judgment of you or condemnation of you. In fact, we want to help you if you've been through a difficult marriage. And maybe you're in the process of a divorce or have been through a divorce. I'm here to tell you God's grace is what's going to help you get through that. It's only by His grace.
Yeah.
In other words, where sin is, where pain is, anything that is awful, that is not a plan of God, God's grace still abounds much more. How precious is that?
Wow.
So let's pray that our kids not only have the ability to resist temptation, but that they realize that they can say no to temptation because of the Spirit of God that's on the inside of them.
Awesome.
Amen? Isn't that good?
That's awesome.
That's so important.
I want every head bowed and every eye closed this morning. There's two things I want to do today. Number one, if you don't know the Lord Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I want to invite you to make that incredible decision this morning.
Yes.
It's really hard to do life without Him.
Yes.
It's really hard to do life without Him being the center. Some of you have been trying, but it's just really hard. If you're here this morning and you've never asked Jesus to be your Lord, to be the center of your life, I want to invite you to do that this morning. Maybe you want to make a first-time commitment. Maybe it's a recommitment. It's a rededication to the Lord. Maybe it's just the reassurance this morning that you're saved and that you're on track with Him today. I'm going to ask you to just lift up your head wherever you are. Just lift up your head and look at me. Let's make eye contact. I'm going to go slowly across the room. And if you lift your head, just make eye contact with me this morning. If this is a first-time commitment, a rededication, or just the reassurance. One, two, three. Just lift up your head and look at me this morning. God bless you, sir. Thank you, Lord. God bless you.
Thank you,
Lord. God bless you this morning. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. God bless you. I want everyone here this morning to pray this prayer. Say,
Lord Jesus,
come into my heart.
Come into my life.
Be my Lord.
Be my Savior.
Be my healer.
Be my deliverer.
Be the center of my life from this day forward. Thank you for dying on the cross.
Thank you for
rising again. And thank you for living in me. I'm saved. I'm a new creation. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. That's all it takes. That's Jesus is the center.
Yes.
Just make Him the center. Just, you know, it's a journey, okay? It's a journey. It's not something, I'm not saying it's always an easy journey, But we'll help you on the journey. We'll make the journey awesome for you as much as we can, and we'll teach you and show you the ways and help you. We got different classes and different things that we can offer you also for that. The next thing I want to do is some of you really do need to take the plunge today and get filled with the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
I talked about it. We don't take the time on a typical Sunday morning on a regular basis to necessarily do this. But this morning, some of you need to be filled with the Spirit. Some of you, as I was talking about getting filled with the Spirit, you were like, I need this in my life. I need the power. I need to be able to pray these kind of prayers. I need the strength. I need to be edified. When you pray in the Holy Ghost, you're going to be edified. It's amazing. Your life will never be the same. Like I said, when I got saved, I that was incredible. But when I got filled with the Holy Spirit, I'm telling you, my life went to a whole new power level. And some of you could use that power level. And so I want us all to stand this morning. I want us all to stand, because even if you are filled with the Holy Ghost, I want you to just participate, and I want you to be praying for those that want to get filled with the Holy Ghost. And I'm just going to ask you, if you aren't filled with the Holy Ghost, I'm not going to knock you down. I am not going to hit you. I'm just going to pray over you and ask God to give you that beautiful gift. And I just want you to take a step out of the aisles, take a step out of your seat, and come right down here to the front this morning. If you want to receive the infilling of the Spirit, the power of the Spirit, just come on down here right now. Step out of your seat and come on down here. We're going to just pray for you, believe with you. I know you can be apprehensive sometimes, but I'm going to pray for you to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So Jordan, lead us in a song this morning, and a worship song. And as he's leading this song, we're going to be done in about less than 10 minutes. We'll be out of here and done. But I want you, as we sing this song, I want you to just make your way to the front, because I'm telling you, there's nothing like receiving that power of the Holy Spirit this morning. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Majesty, praise you, Lord. Yeah. Praise you, Jesus. Sanctuary. Yep. Praise you, Lord. A thousand hallelujahs. Honor and majesty surround your whole. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me just say this morning, I'm just going to be bold. I'm just going to say it. I saw 12 people at this altar this morning. And I'm not going to beg you. I'm just going to say one more time, we're going to sing this, then I'm going to pray over you. But I'm not going to beg you. You don't have to come up. You don't have to get filled with the Holy Spirit. But I saw 12 people up here this morning at the altar getting filled with the Spirit. And I'll just say, and I'm not, don't take this wrong. Don't take this wrong. But don't come up to me after church and say, Pastor, I should have been up there. I should have came. Will you pray for me? I'm going to pray for you right now. I'm going to pray that you get filled right now. And you need to be obedient to step out of your seat and get filled right now. I saw 12, and when I've been doing this long enough where when I saw what I see, I know it's there. And I saw 12 people. There could be more, but I saw at least 12. in the altars this morning. So go ahead. If you want to get filled with the Spirit, come on down here. God bless you. God bless you this morning. Go ahead, Jordan. Sing it. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. This is beautiful. Thank you, Lord. There's an anointing. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. All right, I'm going to wait for two more, just two more. You need to step out of your seat. Get down here this morning. Today's your day. Today's your day. You need to be bold this morning. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. I want you to participate with these that are standing down here this morning. Amen. Thank you. I'm looking for one more. There's one more person. Just step out of your seat today. Come on down here. Be bold this morning. Get that boldness. Get that power this morning. It's the real thing. It's amazing. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I want you to ask that person, I want you to be bold enough right now. Ask that person, are you supposed to be down there? I'll go with you this morning if you are. Because I know there's one more person that needs to be down here. And if they are, come on down. Don't be bashful about it. Just come on down. We're going to pray here in just a second. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. God bless you, Isaac. Come on down here. Come. Yeah, that's perfect. God bless you. Thank you, Lord. Now, I want a Spirit-filled lady to come stand behind her right here. Another Spirit-filled lady. I want a Spirit-filled man to come stand behind him. She's already covered. He's already covered. I want a Spirit-filled man come stand behind him right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Spirit-filled, Spirit-filled. One more Spirit-filled lady. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lay your hands on her too today. Thank you, Lord. Now, every one of you at the altar, look at me. Look at me for just a minute. I'm just going to come by, and in just a minute, we're going to start worshiping again. We're going to hear another worship song, and Jordan will keep leading us in worship. But here's what's going to happen. I'm going to pray over you this morning. I'm going to ask God to fill you with His Spirit, okay? In order to pray in other tongues and to get filled with that Spirit and to pray in another language, you've got to open your mouth. Okay? You gotta open your mouth. And I just want all of you, as I'm praying over you, to just be saying, thank you, Jesus. Thank Him that He's filling you. Thank Him that you're getting filled from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Just be thanking Him and just be praising Him. Now, that person behind you is going to be praying in the Holy Ghost. That person behind you is going to be praying in another language, in tongues. And when that language comes on you, just begin to speak it and just begin to let it flow from you this morning. Okay? It's not tricky. It's not hard. It's amazing when it hits you. You'll never regret it. So, Jordan, go ahead and lead us in worship. I want every one of you, just lift up your hands to the Lord. Yield yourself to Him. Just go like this even, just like this. Lord, I just pray over every single one of these this morning. You guys that are out there in the congregation, stretch your hands out towards us this morning. Father, I thank you that you're going to fill every single one of them with your gift of the Holy Spirit. I thank you, Lord, that this will be a moment and an experience that will change their life. I give you glory, I give you honor, and I give you praise for all that you're going to do. In Jesus' name, be filled with the Spirit of God. Just begin to thank him. Just begin to praise him this morning. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, for that filling. We thank you, Lord. Let them be filled with the Spirit. Let them be filled with your gift. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Just begin to thank him. Just begin to praise him. Just begin to glorify him. Thank you, Lord, for filling him. Thank you, Lord, for filling him in Jesus' name. Praise you, Father. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. God is good. God is good. Now, let me encourage you guys. Look up at me for just a minute. Let me encourage you. Let me encourage you this morning. You know, you might be going, I don't feel the power. I don't feel the sensation. I don't hear the language coming through me. Listen, you could be hit at any time throughout the day today with the Spirit of God. You could wake up in the middle of the night praying in tongues. This is not something that you take lightly. You just thank God all day long. Thank him. Say, thank you, Lord, for filling me with your presence, with your Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for filling me with the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You just thank him. You're hungry, sir. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. A double portion's going to hit you. You just watch. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Isaac, you need that. You're a bold, bold kid. God's got a great plan for you. And in order to fill that plan and that direction in your life, you need that power. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that Isaac is going to find, follow, and he will finish that course that you got for him. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You're a sensitive kid. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God's plan for you is beautiful. Beautiful. You just thank him all day. You just thank him all day for filling you, for filling you. And you just watch and see over these next 24 hours what's going to happen, okay? Sometime over the next 24 hours, thank God in Jesus' name. Give them all a hand this morning. It takes boldness to step out. Bless you, man. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. God bless you guys. You guys are awesome. God's good. Get ready for the power. Amen. Amen. Follow her back to her seat. I don't want her to tip over. She's got the power. She's got the power all over her this morning. All right. I apologize. I told you 2 minutes ago you'd be out of church. Be seated for just a minute. We're going to take up our tithes and offerings. If I didn't have to beg you to come to the altar, we would have been out of here. We would have been out of here. Just don't make me beg you to come and get a blessing from God. Amen. Amen. I knew what I see something, I know what I see.